It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Sweet Home Cannabama tonight. I'm your host, Whitney Sheldon, filling in for Jennifer Boozer. She's up in Birmingham, getting the store all furnished and getting it ready and stocked so she can move on to the Montgomery location. But the Cannabama stores here locally are in downtown Mobile at 558 St. Francis Street in Suite 1, and in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. It's just a few beats down from Pete's Party Castle. I think that's the location everybody's looking for, making sure they're headed in the right direction in the West Mobile area. And then my store is located over in Daphne, currently Bombay, but future home of Cannabama Daphne. The address is 25935 Friendship Road, Unit C, and we're at the corner of Friendship and Highway 64. I am currently at the Daphne location promoting everyone to come out and pick up a bottle of our 2.5 pH Kangen water. It's high acidic Kangen water, and it works as an antibacterial, an antiviral, and an antifungus agent. This water kills bacteria within 30 seconds of contact on average, and it's stronger than most of the popular disinfectants that we all know, all the household names that we all have under those countertops at home. So hopefully everybody will stop by and ask about that 2.5 Kangen water. I know that we have it at the West Mobile location also. We do not have it at downtown. But tonight is going to be one of the more important episodes because we're going to talk about CBD and how it helps to balance and support our immune systems. We're going to be talking with Dr. Stephen Todd. He's a Gulf Coast sleep specialist. He's a retired dental implantologist and anesthesiologist, and he's the author of the Hemp Healthcare Initiative. I know that we're all in complete dismay as we prepare for the coronavirus, but tonight we're going to give you a little bit of information on how we can use CBD to help balance our immune system. I think that's very important, and I think we're going to bring Dr. Todd on. Mm-hmm. Give it just a
second. Hi, Whitney.
Hey, Dr. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, and I hope everybody's fine tonight. I know there's a lot of things to talk about here, so we'll get right to the point about the immune system. As we know, this virus has basically attacked us, and our bodies, our society as a whole is somewhat immune suppressed, and so that's sort of why we're being run over by this virus. Our whole culture as a whole is very, very what we call immunosuppressed.
Right. I keep telling everyone that they need to get CBD in their daily regimen just so that they can, I know that you've told me about maintaining homeostasis. We stress ourselves out, and we do not know how to at times just slow down so that our body can play catch up.
Exactly. And what's happened now is because of all the hype and rhetoric and all the significant things about this virus, people are actually more anxious about that than ever before. And so I think taking CBD regularly is super important to be able to bring that immune system up, to be able to balance it and have people relax and be comfortable. That's what CBD does, and that's what you're seeing in the overall media is that the benefits of CBD in balancing the immune system have really been overlooked and neglected, just because that's CBD is a very, very new science, very, very non-traditional science, and so you don't hear it mentioned, but yet it is very, very important.
Right. I would encourage everyone to go out and visit one of the Cannabama locations to see what CBD has to offer them as we all panic and search for endless rolls of toilet paper.
Right. Exactly. You know, one of the things that's interesting is that you're in a position to provide this state-of-the-art product to people. No, no more, no less than Walmart or anybody provides toilet paper for you when you need it. So right. It's very, very important that if people boost their immune system at this point in time. There's no vaccine against this or anything like that. But however, again, back to our whole culture, we are so immunosuppressed or immunodeficient.
Mm-hmm.
CBD comes at the right point in time in history to help people get their immune systems up and running and their nervous system. You know, it balances the nervous system, as you know, and it helps people relax. And that's what's very, very important right now. Even if you have the virus, it's important that you relax and be able to get to that point of homeostasis.
Right. And so for the people out there who know, well, just hardly anything about CBD, what are the major, other than like relaxing and calming and allowing people mm-hmm. to just, you know, just take that breath or that minute that they need, what other things can CBD do for us?
Well, what's amazing about this product and science and technology is that the endocannabinoid system is virtually new discovery, as you know, since 92. It provides even what we need in injury repair, reducing swelling of pain. It helps in maintaining nerve function. It helps with sleep, electrical balance, growth and repair of nerves. It helps in movement and coordination. Helps your immune system activity. Obviously, the receptors, CB1 and CB2, are predominantly brain and spinal cord, and the CB2 is in the gut. And so these receptors need to be maintained, and that's what CBD does. It also helps with energy intake and storage, appetite, metabolism. CBD helps in cell life cycles. You'll be able to heal and regenerate itself. We're talking about regeneration now when you get sick or injured. And that's what regeneration is. And the body is very, very deficient in the endocannabinoids, the things that you make, the system that you make.
Right.
And CBD also helps in the circulatory system. It helps the blood vessels to heal. It helps in wound care and bone metabolism. So it helps regulate and bring things into balance. It's very, very important. And I think it's important that people know that you guys are here with very, very good products and very, very good vetted products that are very important that people can go and get and take this sublingually or however they want to take it.
Right, especially as we're all preparing for what we don't know is to come. I mean, we may be at liberty to travel around for the next couple of days or weeks, and then who knows, we might all be stuck in our homes. And I just want everyone out there to be all like full circle prepared. And so
mm-hmm.
we don't know what it's like to just sit
right.
in a place for endless hours, and we just don't
know.
Well,
that's more important, Whitney, that people are able to take CBD for that reason. I mean,
right.
you know, anxiety runs high or whatever, and to take some good quality CBD, cannabidiol, which is what it's called,
mm-hmm.
is I think extremely important in this time. So I think that's why you know, people that are within y'all's grasp should go there and buy a bottle of it and use it and let you guys guide them. That's a good
right.
thing. I mean, you guys are there, you know. I've been to your store. I've been to Jennifer's store, and you guys are on it. So
there's a variety of options.
It's served well by you guys being there.
Well, thank you. And I just know that me and Jennifer both have a variety of options for a variety of people. And there's just a lot of people who are experiencing circumstances now that they normally aren't used to, like the moms and dads out there who are now at home with their kids or finding a friend or relative to help with their child care while they are continuing to work while they're allowed to. And I know that stress levels are at an all-time high right now. And
I hear that from my granddaughters and my children and all my grandchildren. I've got 10 grandkids, and you know, they're all out of school, and the parents are going, where are my children going?
All okay, right, what are we supposed to do right now? It's like everyone is self-employed.
Do? Yeah, exactly.
How's
this going to work?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's
feeling
it's a big
deal. It is a big deal, you know?
Right. And I just want Oh, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back, Dr. Todd, with Dr. Todd.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everybody, it's Whitney tonight in for Jennifer Boozer, who is getting the shops prepared in Northern Alabama. And tonight we are live with Dr. Todd, who is a local sleep specialist in Florida. He is our friend, and we've had him on the show plenty of times, and he's the author of the Hemp Healthcare Initiative, and we've been talking about our immune system and CBD in the midst of all of this viral going around.
All right.
Dr. Todd, you're on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm on the line, and I tell you, one of the things that I think is very important is that the healthcare professionals that are out there that are listening need to realize that CBD is a valid mechanism to be able to improve somebody's immune system, be able to combat viruses and antibacterial in nature. There are, to let you know, from an antiviral standpoint, the terpenes are what in research is being supported that are antiviral within the hemp plant, not CBD in itself, which is interesting. So there are several of, and the terpenes are what we call the smell, the aromas, that kind of thing. But that's what
I was just going to ask you, to let our people know what terpenes were.
In that area. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
All right. That's what I was just going to ask you, was letting our listeners know what terpenes were, because there's a lot of people who, that's their number one question when they come into our shops, is what is a terpene and how does it play a part in what we're doing?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, terpenes are a part of the plant that makes up the aroma or the smell, and different, just like an orange. An orange has the orange smell, and the smell of orange is called a terpene. It's hard for people to think in terpenes as being a physical thing, because we just smell them generally. Mm-hmm. But they are very physical. They're very, very, very important in a CBD in a hemp plant. And more research supports the importance for anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antibacterial, all kinds of things with terpenes. And CBD has terpenes in it, which are different types. And so it's important. It's important that people know that they can go into your store and take these safely and efficiently and improve their immune system, which is being hammered right now by this virus.
Right. Everybody is caught up in washing hands and making sure that we're wiping down everything and limiting contact.
Well, you mentioned a good thing. That's mm-hmm. that Kangen water. That Kangen water is just excellent antibacterial without having all the chemicals.
I'm telling you, it's
an alkaline pH, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is 2.5.
That's why it's so good.
Yes, and I am. We've got it in our shop. I want to say we've got about, I think it's maybe 30 that we're going to be giving away with the purchases for the remaining of the week. So if you make a purchase of CBD, I'm going to give you a 2.5 spray bottle, which you can keep inside of your handbag or your backpack.
You know, Whitney, that's huge. I mean, people have ability to get the Kangen water that's antibacterial,
mm-hmm.
and cleanliness, just what they're doing with chemicals and all these disinfectants,
right,
that are not good. I mean, there's nothing good about those. You know, you can't keep your skin, keep those on your skin all the time without your skin being affected.
Right.
But you can, that Kangen water, you can put that on your as much as you want, and it's mm-hmm. antibacterial. And I can't say it's antiviral, but whatever kills most bacteria, as you're seeing with different antiseptics,
right,
is also antiviral and antibacterial.
Especially
both.
With
so
all
that
the shortages.
Kangen water is a really real deal. There's no doubt about that.
Right, and there's quite a store. I know here in Alabama, we cannot find anything washing hands-wise or what's it called, like Germex.
Yeah, and you just said that. You're giving that away tomorrow. I mean, that's amazing. You know,
right.
You've got all that right there in your store ready to even give it away. So mm-hmm. people need to come in and get a bottle bottle of CBD to be able to get the Kangen water. I mean,
even if they make a purchase and they
have. That's a win-win for them. I mean, it's a win-win for your customers to do that. So it's amazing. Yeah, you need to, everybody listening needs to take advantage of that.
Say, yeah, we're just trying to do whatever we can to get everybody out there. And we also, I mean, there's limited water supply in places. And I know Jennifer and I both have the Kangen water machines and give 9.5 pH water for drinking. It carries the electrical charge that keeps the acidity in our body balanced. Our cells are getting nourished with the water opposed to it just digesting and sitting in our stomachs. So I just want everybody to know that that's available at the West Mobile location of Kanabama, and it's also available at the Daphne location, which is
Bombay. That's exactly right. And by if somebody comes in and buys CBD and takes that and then gets the Kangen water to disinfect their hands or whatever they want to do with it, they're really, really helping themselves a lot, you know, and personal hygiene in this area is very, very important, as we're finding out. You know, it's a big deal. Closeness when you're having all these families stay at home, and so by wiping it down with disinfectants, again, those aren't very really super healthy for you either. Not that they're worse than the virus, but Kangen water is a big deal, and being able to improve your family's overall health by having them taking CBD. You know, CBD is safe. There's no side effects with it. There's only side benefits with it. The amount you use is very, very small. You don't need a lot. There's no, usually hardly any preservatives in some of the products. So I think it's a wonderful thing for people. It's a great thing for people to grab hold of right now.
I know that I would say that Bubba reported that people have been coming in to get their preparation care packs. He said he's never seen like such a variety of purchases. Like, people are trying different things just because of the situation that we're in right now. I imagine that they're doing the same thing in West Mobile.
What's going to happen is that obviously viruses are self-limiting. I mean, they eventually play out. They don't unlike a bacterial infection that just keeps going and going and going. A virus will run out, run its course, and this one will too. When it does, we don't know, or nobody knows, but the point being that you have to protect yourself, and to me, CBD is a natural way to do that. It activates a lot of things in the body that need to be activated, like we went over earlier, all the health benefits of it. This is a time when you need to do that. You need to activate, you need to have your body up and ramped up as efficiently as possible. That's super important.
Right. We're all doing I've been enjoying all of the memes on the internet of people and their preparedness and how they're doing, like, the emergency packets. Mm-hmm. But then there's, like,
one of the things, Whitney, that I think is important is taking CBD. It is a more efficient way Charlie mentioned this in the break to talk about how you take CBD.
Right.
And for people that haven't taken it, it's important that you know it's more efficient if you take it underneath the tongue sublingually. That's probably the most efficient way to take it. So if anybody's listening, I would buy that first. I think that's the best way.
So that's just everyone walking in and saying they want CBD oils.
The second way, I think, is to have it digested in some other form to chew or eat in that way. That's probably the second best way. You know, some people can inhale it or through vaping and things like that, but those in themselves have issues, but those are still good ways to efficiently. That's probably the most efficient way to get it sort of underneath the tongue, but again, very few people want to do that. But it's not bad if that's something you do, that it's perfectly okay to do it that way.
I would say at both of our locations, we've got quite the following of people who are using the hemp flower. So
yes.
We've got quite
And a lot of people can. That's a very efficient way to get it, and that's why you see people doing it. People don't even know why they take CBD; they just know it makes them feel better. That's just a point in time when people need to take it. And that's the point. It makes you feel better. It doesn't make you feel worse. It's ramping up your immune system. That's what it's doing.
Right,
there
especially right now.
Receptors in your body that are so deficient, endocannabinoids, and in this stressful time, there are two endocannabinoids. They're called AEA and 2AG, and both of these cannabinoids are being stressed out. You do not have enough of them. I mean, you just don't. You can't keep up with the storm, I guess you could say.
Right.
You know?
And that's what I like to tell a lot of people when they come in the store. Their questions are like, if they're new to CBD, they say, well, how is it going to make me feel? Or what is it, like, is it going to make me feel strange? And
Yeah. Let's talk about that briefly. Let's talk about that there's a difference in the plants now. This is all new, right? And especially in Alabama and different states. You know, cannabis is basically the type you have the new species called hemp. Hemp is not psychoactive. It is not the part that gets you high. And then you have cannabis, which is the part that used to be called marijuana. That part does get you high. What we're talking about at the Cannabama and your stores are the non-psychoactive part, the part that doesn't get you high. However, it will make you feel better because it's designed to do that. That's your body is deficient in this stuff. And so now it won't make you high feel better, but it'll make your overall energy level go up. That's what it's for. And this is real science. This isn't something that's maybes and should have. This is what doctors need to listen to and other people. This is real science that's out there today. It's not. There's over 20,000 articles written to date by the National Institute of Health on endocannabinoid science.
Right.
So it's real science. And even at this point in time in our history with this virus, it needs to be brought up. And I thank you for having me tonight to mention that, because people need to know they can get it from you guys, which is very important.
Right. Relaxing and being stressless is very important right now in this time. Really every day. We won't even say in this time. People need to learn that there are ways for them to stress less. And
exactly. And so besides CBD helping with stress, it also helps with sleep, you know, being that in that world of sleep.
Right. And we can talk about Dr. Todd, we'll talk about sleep when we get back from the break.
To Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everybody, it's Whitney Sheldon tonight filling in for Jennifer Boozer, and we have been talking with Dr. Todd, who is a sleep specialist in Florida. He is a retired dental implantologist and anesthesiologist, and he is the author of the Hemp Healthcare Initiative. He has been talking with us about how CBD is so important with our immune system and how it helps to boost and promote our immune system as we are preparing ourselves for whatever this virus may have for
that's
us.
That's right. Well, Whitney and I work with sleep, and what led me to this science, and I call this science in doing what I do called clinical cannabinology.
Mm-hmm.
Because we clinically apply cannabis and non in this area, it's not the medical grade cannabis, it's the clinical grade CBD that helps patients sleep and things like that. So my term for it in the Hemp Healthcare Initiative is called clinical cannabinology. And so the doctors that I work with, basically I teach them clinical cannabinology. I teach them how to apply and use these products confidently and intelligently with their patients. And that's what needs to happen. And we live in a society today that this is just coming on board. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is that the population has gotten hold of this quicker than the educational parts of the healthcare professionals have.
Right.
You know, it's run right over them and right over us. So what I said was, okay, things need to change a little bit. We need to be able to educate the doctors and their offices in this area of endocannabinology. So I coined the term clinical cannabinology, where they provide this in the clinical setting. And it's a wonderful thing for their patients, you know, to be able to do that. So, and back to sleep. Sleep is super, super important. And in my practice, I basically apply clinical cannabinology to the patient's sleeping problems, and it helps tremendously. Now, it's not the only answer. I don't want to tell people that that's the only answer to sleep. It's not. But it's one of the tools that we have to, that we didn't have before the law got passed that hemp was legal. So it's a great tool. And right. You guys have the capability of that in your businesses to be able to provide that great information to people. So I think it's wonderful.
I would say after people who, okay, going off of clients and how they come in or what they're coming in for, people are coming in for inflammation, I would say number one. And then number two, it's always sleep. They're like, oh my gosh, yes. I am not getting enough sleep. And it's because people do not realize that a lot of the things that prevent us from getting a good night's sleep are anxiety driven.
Well, Whitney, you won't heal if you don't sleep.
I know.
So you have to sleep, and the inflammatory, as we've talked about in the very beginning of the show, the chronic inflammation that's in today's society, then you add in this virus, it's one of the reasons that this virus is running through us so quick.
Oh, I can just imagine what people are laying
in bed. People need to take CBD to upgrade and improve their immune response.
Mm-hmm.
No more than if you drink water, right? You got to drink water. Well, you don't have it. Taking CBD is just as important as taking vitamin D.
Right.
It's that important. And so now that's not being taught or said a whole lot, but it's the truth. Vitamin D deficiency is throughout the society. I just heard a physician comment that people don't need to take vitamin D, and I think, okay, what world did he go to? Because everybody's deficient in vitamin D. And also the other problem with that is you don't uptake vitamin D efficiently in pill form unless you have a good endocannabinoid system.
Right.
So your CBD helps your uptake of other vitamins and things like that. So we have such a society that's deficient in minerals and magnesium and things like that. And so some CBDs even are sort of like a multivitamin. They have a lot of that in them. So, you know, you can help them with that when they come to your store.
Right. We've been talking a lot about using CBD, and then just, you know, I've been looking into other like CMOS. That's a big thing going on right now, and how I think it has like 92 of the minerals that our body produces naturally. And I was like, that in hand with taking CBD, I think would be
amazing. Are very deficient in the minerals, magnesium, phosphorus, iron, things like that. A lot of the CBDs that are out there have some of the multivitamins in it, but not all the minerals.
Right.
And so mineral supplementation is a big deal. But you can't do it without good water, and you can't do it without good food. And our diets today are just so deficient in everything.
It's because everything's fast and instant.
We just don't have any nutritional value in our diets anymore. And that's one of the reasons this virus is having its way with us, because we're not a healthy society. And that's what CBD does. It does increase the quality of your health and your wellness. And that's why people need to take it.
Right. I know that a lot of people, after they've gotten into their regimen, they tell like how much more energy that they have in the morning and how much better they know that they're falling asleep at night. And when they wake up in the morning, it's like they're ready to conquer the day, instead of like, you know, you wake up with the bad case of the Mondays every day, because you're just fighting to go to sleep. And then once you're asleep, you're fighting to stay asleep.
So if you think about that, here's this virus that comes along, and if you're not feeling well anyway, and it jerks you another knot here and just strangles you a little bit more, that's why you need to take CBD. You need to ramp up your system, because it is such we live in this stressful society, and stress destroys the natural part of your healing, which are called endocannabinoids. Stress destroys that, and we're stressed out now, right? I mean, everybody's talking about this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, That's all the more reason why people need to take CBD. It just makes sense. Any more than you have to go to someplace and buy toilet paper for this
right.
crisis that you're in. You need to buy, you need to have CBD in your medicine cabinet. You need to take it every single day.
Right, so people need to stockpile. I'm just joking. Don't stockpile your CBD, but come out and find a CBD that works,
yes,
like a,
yes.
a way of CBD that works
find,
for you.
Find one that works. Find one that you like. And just to let you know, CBD's different ways of taking it, like we said originally, sublingual is probably the best way to take it.
Right.
That's why you see so many different sublingual or tinctures, they call them, taken. But a lot of people may not want that. There are even powders available now. Powders are very, very efficient ways mm-hmm. to take CBD. Powder technology is state of the art. And so some people are more comfortable mixing a powder and water than they are the other way. So
right,
that's
and it seems
another
so
way
simple
to
just
it.
To
so,
be able to sip on that all day long. And
mm-hmm.
I've tried them, and I like them.
Yes. Well, you know, again, our immune systems are just really, really stressed out right now. So that's why CBD is super, super important, because it allows you for pain relief, it allows you for anxiety relief, it allows you to sleep better, it allows your thought processes to be more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good things going on with that. So, you know, I can't stress it enough that people need to take CBD every day, not just in this hour, in this time with this virus, but every day.
Every day. That's my favorite thing to say in the shop, is that CBD is a way for people to find their happy place.
Yes, very much so. You know, and think about it. CBD is no less important to take than vitamin D, than the B-complex vitamins. It's just as important. You know, and when it runs well, again, you get good brain function, you get good regulation of energy balance, you get a very healthy immune function.
Right.
Because the gut, the tummy, the gut is the source of immune deficiencies. And we have so many tummy or gut problems. I like the word tummy because it sounds better than gut, but CBD upregulates and upconverts, makes the immune system much more responsive by solving tummy problems. If you have people come in and said, hey, my tummy was upset or my stomach's upset, now it's not.
Right. Yes, exactly. They feel like they've gotten a little bit more regular.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then there's people who have come in and just said that they just feel like with using it, it's been a good, let's just say they're getting on a new workout regimen. But it's been giving them not the desire to want to crave sugar as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that was amazing. But just people just feel like an overall sense of a better well-being once they get into a CBD regimen. And it's because it's not just one thing. They come in for one thing, but it's working on so many other things at the same time that they don't realize how beneficial this one little thing is that they're putting into their body.
Well, you know, and again, every night when you go to bed, the body starts healing itself for the next day.
Right.
And some nights it does a better job with that. Some nights, and the body always will try to do its best during these restless times. However, if you're deficient in the endocannabinoids, which is anandamide and these chemicals that we're talking about, 2-AG, you never heal correctly. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, since this has become part of CBD is growing and becoming mainstream, you're going to find more and more people gravitate to it. They just have to have it. It makes them feel better, and our society's just so deficient in it. But however, we've got good news. You guys have that in your stores,
right? And just so many different ways for people to choose to use. That's my favorite thing. It's just making sure that people have options. You don't want to walk into a place and it just be full of one thing. I would say that Jennifer's store and my own both have plenty of options for people. As we all like to, like, there's the sublingual tinctures. I want to say that's the number one thing people come in for, because CBD oil is all that we've been hearing about. But people know there's gummies out there, because there's people who might not want to taste the sublinguals. Just like you mentioned, there's powders. We have water-soluble tea. And I want to say right now the mushroom defense is probably selling more than anything else. And it's just because...
Oh, cool.
Right. We've got the mushroom defense and the... we've got a chamomile.
And don't forget the coffee pods.
Oh, yeah. Charlie loves the coffee pods. Jennifer's got an amazing selection of coffee pods, and they've got some pretty cool names to go along with them. And then at our shop, we've got Bubba's Beans, which are locally roasted, smoked, and oh my gosh, they're delicious. But people want options. That's the kind of society that we live in. We don't just go to the store.
This is America. That's right.
Right. You don't just want one thing.
If you don't have your choice, you're not going to go there. So that's really nice to be able to do that.
It is. And I know that you've introduced me to an amazing lineup that I can't wait to get my hands on, with water-soluble selections, so that we know that our body's getting total benefits. And maybe when we get back from the break, which is in a few seconds, we'll talk about the water-soluble and how it benefits us.
It's not really what you take, it's what you absorb. And
right.
That's why I think people need to, and they will find that point at which they feel good, better with it. You know, whether it be two gummies or sublingual or the smokable, the inhaling thing that, you know, that people take, they'll find that what they like. That's what CBD does. It finds the source of injury.
Right.
And it makes it better.
And after the break, we'll be right back with Dr. Todd. This is Whitney Sheldon, and you're listening to Sweet Home Canabama.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everybody, this is Whitney Sheldon in tonight for Jennifer Boozer. I am the owner of Bombay & Company, soon to be Canabama Daphne. We are located at 25935 Friendship Road, Unit C, and we are open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. The downtown location of Canabama is located at 558 St. Francis Street, Suite 1. They're open from 10 to 7, Monday through Sunday. And then we've got the West Mobile location located at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K, just a few beats down from Pete's Party Castle. And it is open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Today we are talking with Dr. Todd, and he is a sleep specialist out of Florida. And we are talking about our immune system and how CBD helps to promote and boost it. Dr. Todd, are you with us?
You available here now?
There we are. I hear you.
That way, yeah.
Dr.
Right
Todd?
There? Yeah, well, I'm here.
All right, yay. Thought we lost you for a second there.
Charlie's in charge of that part, so.
Yes. Oh, he's handling everything well.
Yeah, I know he can handle it well, but... The problem that we have today right now in our culture is the stress level of this. It's not the virus itself is going to run its course, but
right.
It's the fact that people are going to be confined, the fact that they're going to be home,
mm-hmm.
The fact that they're already immunosuppressed, they're already not feeling well.
Right.
And so when you take all that together, then you take people in confined spaces, trying to isolate themselves and sort of, you know, quarantine off themselves a little bit from each other. That's not healthy. People are made to be
social
people. We're made to be in areas with other people. And so it's important that I think people know that they can come and buy CBD comfortably and confidently from you guys. CBD is a remarkable technology that's here now. It's not going away. It's the real deal. It's not the part that makes you high or anything like that. It's called cannabidiol, and it's the part of it's the hemp plant, the industrial hemp plant it's called, that basically has tremendous healing compounds in it for stress, anxiety, sleep, pain modulation, immune dysfunction, things like that, tummy problems, gut problems, I call them. Those are all things that CBD can handle. And the reason it does that, Whitney, is because the receptors go from head to toe, right?
Right.
And so when people come in, do they tell you sometimes that, you know, well, I took it for this, but this got better?
Oh, my gosh. a whole bunch. That's like very, that's very common. Like people say, like they'll come in for arthritic fingers, like their knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time you see them, they're like, oh my gosh, my sleep has gotten so much better since starting my CBD regimen. And I feel like
one of the things that CBD does, it works on constipation. So that's a big deal. You know, our diets are very acidic, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And it dries up the acid of the stomach, and so people are very constipated today. Some people have irritable bowel or have diarrhea. What it does, is CBD does, is it allows the gut, the neurons in the gut, to basically do their job the way they should, and it settles the tummy down. So whether you have diarrhea or whether you have constipation, but most people today are more constipated than they are the other way.
Right. I would say that I've heard when people come in and they give their feedback. Let's just say they came in and they're taking it for migraines, and then their first response is how regular that they've gotten since starting their CBD regimen.
And and not being in the medical field or the field that I'm in, you know, people go, you know, they do sort of snicker with that, but it's a real deal.
Yes.
You know, constipation, that's why colon cancer is a big deal today, right? I mean, people just have tons of tummy problems, gut problems. The CBD modulates or allows the immune system to do its job, you know, and so one of the things we have, again, we have a society that is so worn out from sleep deprivation and stress and all the things that we live in our society, even more now, right, as we talked about this, people need to take CBD. They really need to take it. It's not an optional thing. Do you want to be deficient or not? I mean, that's sort of where you're at with it.
Right.
It's not like, do I want to take it? No, you need to take
it.
It is part of what you need in your body. It's not artificial. It's not made up. It's real science.
Yes, and it just, why not have something that just makes you overall feel better? I don't know why anyone would object to something like that. I know there's a lot of hesitation and fear that goes hand in hand with our CBD products. But it's
I think, you know, Whitney, that goes back to Prohibition. I mean, that's old school thinking, and that's how long that's been in our society, right? I mean, think about that. It was banned from our society
mm-hmm.
in 1937. So people have a little bit of hesitation about that. But they need to know, like you're doing and Jennifer's doing, that there's a separation now. There's hemp and there's cannabis, and they're two separate things. Cannabis used to be called marijuana. It's called cannabis now. And hemp is hemp. And hemp doesn't get you high, and cannabis does. There's a difference.
Right.
So just relax and take it. That's what you need to do.
Right. Or take it and relax.
Yeah, take it and relax. That's exactly right. Take it and relax, or relax and take it. One or the other.
Right.
But it's not, again, eventually it's going to be in every medicine cabinet in the United States. It needs to be. It's that important.
That's what I'm waiting for. Like, I just need everybody to just get on board and just try it, because it's just so beneficial. I mean, just to feel that tension from the back of your head and shoulders relax. Why would somebody mm-hmm. not want to feel that? We carry so much tension, and I think it's just how we are as a society. It's like we walk around, and I don't want to say it's stuck up, but it's like we're trying to hold ourselves together with every bit of our, you know, we can. And our tongues are constantly pressed to the roof of our mouth, and we just all need to relax and stress less.
Right, and that's what CBD does. It helps you relax. It will do that. Now, you have to find your dose. This is another thing about CBD that's different than pharmacological agents. It is very dose-dependent on the individual.
Yes.
So just because one person takes a half a cc and the other person takes a whole cc, that's the difference in this product and everything else in the world. You know, 4 ibuprofen are generally what I've been around that long when ibuprofen came out. And it used to be that we would take 800 ibuprofen. Now they've broken it down where you take it all the time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you originally it came out, you were only supposed to take 800 milligrams once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now when do you take ibuprofen? All the time, and smaller doses, so you have to take more. That's what Big Pharma has done. They have created a need for things that aren't, that is not very healthy. And that, in that one realm and alone is ibuprofen. Just use that as an example. You can actually, by taking CBD regularly, reduce or eliminate the amount of ibuprofen you have to take, or acetaminophen,
right?
Which is Tylenol. You could actually eliminate and reduce those,
and
because CBD will basically modulate your pain, very, very similar to what those two molecules do. So
right.
It's pretty cool.
That is a response I get quite often, is that they are no longer taking as many ibuprofen or if any since starting their CBD.
Mm-hmm. And ibuprofen eats a hole in your stomach, big time.
Right.
So it will cause ulcers and everything else. CBD doesn't do that. You know, it only helps the stomach. It doesn't hurt the stomach.
Right, and just like you mentioned before, it promotes, it helps people with IBS.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And the other thing about CBD, too, like we just talked about, is that let's take acetaminophen or Tylenol. You know, it hurts the kidneys. It's a very, very strong accentuator in the kidneys. It's just not good for them long term. People take too much. You know, you can take CBD in low doses just as much as you can take. You need to take it. You need to replace those other acetaminophen and NSAIDs in your body. You do not need to take those all the time.
Right.
That's where CBD has a big fit. I mean, it fits very, very well in that realm.
CBD is like a know-all, do-all.
Doctors get more
right
activated
now
through my Hemp Healthcare Initiative, and they get even more comfortable with that, then they start recommending that. But how many docs want you to take ibuprofen all the time or acetaminophen all the time?
Right. Well, Dr.
Every
Todd,
day.
I sure appreciate you talking with us tonight about CBD and our immune system. It's always amazing talking with you. You have a volume of knowledge, and I learn something every time I talk with you. We're always glad to have you on Sweet Home Canabama, and I hope that next time I ring, you'll answer my call.
Well, Whitney, thank you for having me, and Charlie, thank you. And it's just a pleasure to come.
All right, everybody. That was Dr. Todd, and this was Sweet Home Canabama. I hope you have a wonderful evening.